The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea, during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. "Where is the infant king of the Jews?" they asked. "We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. "At Bethlehem in Judea," they told him, "for this is what the prophet wrote: And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which the star had appeared and sent them on to Bethlehem. "Go and find out all about the child," he said, "and when you have found him, let me know, so that I too may go and do him homage." Having listened to what the king had to say, they set out, and there in front of them was the star they had seen rising. It went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight, and going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod and return to their own country by a different way. The Gospel of the Lord. So this morning we have the wise men visiting this crib scene. As I said at the beginning, they represent us at the crib. But I can remember as a child thinking to myself, I wonder if the wise men go to all expectant mothers or mothers who've just had babies, or is there some sort of wisdom that comes to them? I remember asking my mother this, and she said, "No, all I got was your father." But anyway, I often thought that, and I thought, if the wise men were to visit my mother just after I was born, as I was lying in that crib in Edgware Hospital up in North London, I was wondering what kind of gifts they'd have brought my mother, because the gifts that Jesus is brought have they give us an idea of what he's going to do and who he is. We have the gift of gold, which means he's going to be an earthly king. He'll be the king of the Jews. He's from the line of David. He has the frankincense, which means he's of God. There's something godly about him. And we have the myrrh, which is a bitter smelling stuff, which is, if only ever smelt it once, you wouldn't really want to smell it. Certainly wake you up in the morning. It's a bitter perfume that's used for the preparation of someone who's died. So he has these three gifts. And they're brought to him. And poor old Mary, who's just given birth to him, that's probably the last thing she needs to know, is that he's going to suffer. But these are the gifts that are brought. So I thought, what would they bring my mother in hospital if they were to come? And I thought the first thing they'd probably bring her would be an identification of some sort of allegiance I might have later on in life. So they might have said to my mother, "We're awfully sorry, Mrs. O'Gorman, but we're bringing you this red and white scarf, because at some point in the future, your son will support a sports team that wear red and white." So it'd probably be a red and white scarf. Then they might have turned to my father and said, "Now, Mr. O'Gorman, your poor son is going to suffer because you're from County Waterford and they never win anything. They never win an All-Ireland. They don't win nothing. The only other thing that came out of Waterford was Val Doonican, and I don't know where he is now. Nothing comes. So the poor lad is going to suffer because he's going to have to support County Waterford." So they'd have probably given it a Waterford hat. And they'd say, "But there's some good news. He's going to be a priest." And she'd probably said, "What about grandchildren?" They would say, "Well, forget about that unless you get him to become an Anglican." So they might have given her a stole to represent me. So probably these would be the gifts that they would have given my mother. Red and white scarf to say he's going to support Arsenal. A county Waterford hat to say he's going to suffer because his father's from Waterford and they're not going to win anything. Oh, it's a lovely county, really. I'm only joking. And they'll give a stole to say that he's going to be a priest. And when I was thinking about it, it's interesting, isn't it? Because why do they give him the gifts? You know, it's interesting. We say three wise men, not because we know definitely there was three men or there was three wise people that went. It's because of the three gifts. Because we know there's gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So we've thought to ourselves, well, there must be three, mustn't there? And they're the gifts they bring him. You know, we say the wise men represent us. So in a special way, they're representing us at the crib scene. But it is very much like what I said at the beginning. What are they searching for? They've seen a star. Now, they're either wise men, they're kings, they're astronomers, but they're certainly men of wisdom. And they're searching for this thing that they believe is going to give them more knowledge about who they are. So they follow the star, and they go to the normal place you would go to find the king. You go to the palace. You come to London, you want to find the queen. You're not going to look, I don't know, you're not going to look on the embankments amongst the cardboard boxes. You're going to go to Buckingham Palace. So they go to Herod's palace. We're looking for this king. Do you know where he is? And of course, King Herod, who we know is the baddie, says, I don't, but when you find him, come back and let me know. But they're not that daft, these wise men. So when they go away, they then find Jesus. They follow the star, and they find him in the stable, or they find him in a house, but wherever he is at this point. But they find him. And in a special way, their journey is fulfilled. Because then they hand the gifts over. When they come to what they know to be the truth, they hand over their gifts because they know this is what they must do. And then they have a dream, and then they don't go back to Herod. But isn't it interesting? When do we use our gifts? Because we've all got gifts from God. We're all good at different things. We've all been given different gifts. And we believe as Christians they come from God. But I wonder how we use them. Do we do what the wise men do and use them and hand them over for the doing of good and in the search of truth and for Jesus? Or do we use them in other ways? Do we go to the palace and use the gifts there because this is where they should be used? The wise men have to journey beyond what they think is right. They have to journey beyond what they think is the safe place to be. They have to go outside their comfort zone to find the truth, to find this king, because he's not in the palace. And I think sometimes in life the gifts we have call us to go outside our comfort zone and use them to help one another and to help people that we probably thought we'd never be helping. But sometimes that's what we're asked to do, because they're the gifts we have. And we will hand over, we will use our gifts when it's right, when we found the truth, when we found what we should be doing. In the church, we call it vocation. That's what we call a vocation. We all have vocations. But the vocation is when we actually realize what we should be doing in life. This is my vocation. And there'll be a lot of false roads, or roads that we think it should be there, but it's not. It should be there, but it's not, because it's there. And eventually in life, we hope we find it, like the wise men found a baby Jesus. But it's interesting, isn't it? Their journey mirrors our journey. And you know, what is the truth? What is it that we're all journeying towards? It's Jesus. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. And if we are to have life, we need to find Jesus, wherever he may be. But we know him to be in our hearts. So really, with the wise men, yes, they journey to the truth. But why do they do it? Because they know deep down inside themselves it will give them something. It will let them learn a bit more about who they are as people. And in life, we do the same. We journey to Jesus, so that we gain a bit more of an understanding about who we are. Because it's only when we use our gifts to help others in the service of good, in the service of good, that we gain a bit more of a knowledge and understanding about who we are. And that's what the wise men are looking for. They're looking for the Jesus, so he will give them the answer as to who they really are. What do we do in life? We search for Jesus. And we use the gifts for good, so that we gain a bit of a deeper understanding about who we are as children of God. And the last thing I have to do this morning is we have to put our wise men into the crib. Now, are there any younger members of the congregation who want to come and give me a hand to put these dear old wise men into the crib? It won't take two. Yeah, you come. Right, I've got one. I need two. I've got two. Any advance on two? It's like flog it here, isn't it? Yeah, three. Right, off you come. Over you come. Here we go. We go around. Let's go to the crib. And you know they've got names, the wise men. Do you know that? They're called Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar. And if you look at them, we've got two white ones and one black one. And it's because tradition has it that they represent the three then known continents of the world, because we didn't know about Australia and America. We didn't know about it then. We only knew about Europe, Africa, and Asia. So do you want to put the one with the gold, do you want to put him in? Is it, how heavy is it? Oh, no, he's all right. There we go. If you put him in, where should you put him? There. Should you put him there? Yeah, gold. Now, do you want to pick up? It's all these sheep in here that's the problem, isn't it? Hey, dear, it's like Emmerdale Farm. Let's move him over there. And does that look nice? Will that do? Yeah. Is that good? Okay, thank you. Well done. So there we are. We're all complete. The wise men are in. Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar. There we go.